The poor economic and environmental difficulties they often find themselves in are usually the result of their own inability to properly organize themselves socially and economically. Thus, they soon need to become aware of developing, or to be instructed in, the social arts of politics and economics for their future well-being. From the higher spiritual planes there can be seen over planet Earth a surrounding great black cloud of negative thought that has been developing over a long period within the ethers surrounding Earth. This great cloud of black negativity is now at last being finally cleansed at this time of the ending of a long universal age through humanity now beginning to resolve and cleanse all its past karma. However, there still remains a major physical cleansing to be done of all the massive damage, pollution and detritus left on Earth's surface by a hitherto poorly organized humanity, Sanat Kumara. Before the new age can begin on Earth, our planet will be rewarded for its years of service at the lowest level, by undergoing a thorough cleansing of its surface, removing and neutralizing our cumulative environmental damage and the dark cloud of accumulated negative thought which now surrounds us. The physical manifestation of this great cleansing will be precipitated by a tilting of the Earth's axis resulting in the planet being literally shaken up. This will cause an expansion of her molecules to a more tenuous, less dense aggregation, thus allowing a higher vibration rate. The cause of the destruction that shall come upon the Earth is from man's own thinking. The elements. They are intelligent life. They are part of the Infinite One. And because they are part of the Infinite One, they will not respond to man's negative thinking any longer. And they will rebel, causing great tidal waves and great winds. The Master Sanat Kumara, channeled by Brother Philip in Secret of the Andes, Leaves of Grass Press, Novato, California, the Master Zentao, the Mineral Kingdom is under the control of humanity. Humanity influences the Mineral Kingdom by its own thought forms, by its own patterns of behavior. Humanity can, and must, cooperate with that kingdom if it is to continue on its evolutionary path on the planet Earth, but for so long has the Mineral Kingdom been abused and vandalized by humanity in order to serve its own ends, no matter what the cost to the Mineral Kingdom, that this cooperation has broken down. It is because of this that humanity now approaches a time of planetary transformation, when the minerals of the planet will move, will vibrate to a different note. If humanity does not change to that note, does not recognize it, then it will perish. So be aware that this moment of rebirth is coming. The timing and the nature of the changes are known only to the Creator. Whilst humanity can, and will influence these changes, it cannot and will not prevent their happening. The test for humanity lies in its acceptance of the Earth changes as a natural and necessary happening, as an event which it has chosen to experience. The Master Zentao, channeled by the Ramala Center, Glastonbury. Because planet Earth has largely performed a role as a sacrificial host to the less evolved and the more aggressive, destructive types of humanity, she has suffered considerable physical abuse and pollution to her planetary body. Further evidence of planet Earth's great sacrifice is offered in this beautiful testimony by the angelic being, Ewai. Greetings to you, my beloveds. I am Ewai and I am a builder of manifested matter. I am not upon your human line of evolution, but I am not one of what you call the nature forces. I stand with the company of others outside your planet. I am not a space being from another planet. My home is within the higher dimensional vibrations of space. I want to communicate to you what we feel about your Earth and your work. My companions and I are among those who dwelt in space and were brought here long ages ago as companions of the Solar Logos who created this particular solar system. We are builders within his solar realm. Every planet that is formed is in a dynamic state of life and of growth, drawing to itself the substances of nourishment and releasing that which it cannot assimilate. Thus, there are those forms and manifestations of energy in creation which are the unused, unintegrated, unresolved and untransmuted results of the creative process. As in all living systems, until perfection and complete wholeness are achieved, there are in the body of the Solar Logos, which is the solar system and all its planets on all their levels of being, those forces and energies which correspond to waste material. These must be transmuted and reintegrated into the cycle of life as raw material for future creativity. in the evolutionary movement forward through time. This residue which is left behind must be gathered up and purified, and then returned to the creative cycle. It cannot be allowed to accumulate or to express itself within the evolving body as centers of unintegrated and separate energies existing out of timing and out of place, hence becoming sources of evil. Please understand that for various reasons, Earth was set aside for the special task of being the purifier for your solar system for a period of time. Hence, there were attracted to your world those elements which I have mentioned of unresolved, unintegrated matter, energy and life to be harnessed into the denser nature of material form. Left in their exposed state, these energies had the power to impact harmfully upon the sensitive fabric of the solar being and upon the other planets and their life forms, being like a toxin within the systems of your own bodies. However, by being encapsulated into dense matter within the body of Earth, their vibrations could be slowed down and shielded from the body of the whole until these energies could be purified and reintegrated harmoniously and in love into the whole. As this was done, the purifiers and redeemers came to Earth as well as those who will yet be purifiers and redeemers in destinies yet unperceived and perhaps undreamed of by you. Earth became a schoolhouse in the experiences of confronting and resolving the challenges of primitive creativity and evolution. Your planet became an arena for the interplay of the forces of evolution on many levels and the forces of non-integrated life and energy from many sources, some quite primitive and others more evolved, but all within a sidetrack of evolution that placed these energies outside the communion of the whole. Thus, Earth became analogous to a kidney in the body of the solar system, regulating and transmuting the energies throughout the system, removing impurities and returning to the body of the whole only what is harmonious and integrated with the progressive evolution of the whole. Beings who had become tainted with energies of retrogressive evolution or devolution would come to Earth to be cleansed and reunited with the whole. In this fashion, your planet has performed a tremendous service to all life streams and all planetary systems within the solar family, enabling them to continue their patterns of development with greater ease. No planet or being is asked to perform such a transmutative and sacrificial task endlessly, nor is it allowed to do so. The time must come when it takes up its own pattern of growth, new service and development. Now Earth seeks and is given her redemption in a vast initiatory process occurring throughout the total body and life of the Solar Father. We who have associated with Earth since her inception, now look upon this time as one of beauty without measure, joy without comparison. Those forms which still remain within unregenerated aspects of primitive and separative expression will be lovingly removed, with respect for their essential divine nature, to other areas which have newly taken on the transmutative function. Now a vast work of purification is upon us to cleanse and beautify Earth as one would beautify and enrobe a bride before her marriage. In this fashion we greet Earth in her time of great joy and accomplishment. This event seeks its expression through your hearts and minds and your dedication. Earth will always remain a place of special strength and contribution. Now she must progress with her own evolution more rapidly than she could do if she remained within the service of transmutation. Because of this, you now see a great flood of population incarnating in order to take this opportunity for purification that they may maintain their link with solar evolution. Otherwise they must sleep the long sleep to be reawakened in a future time in a future land. Ewai, an angelic being channeled in links with space, published 1970 by Findhorn Press, Findhorn, Fays, Scotland. Those who continue to fear the possibility of the coming Earth changes, should perhaps consider whether in fact our present civilization, with its sprawling human development and pollution across the surface, as well as with so much poverty and starvation and constant wars, is in fact really so worthy of continuance. On higher levels, the ascension of humanity and the rejuvenation of planet Earth, regarded as one of the most naturally beautiful planets within our galaxy, is in fact seen as a coming event of great joy. Sanat Kumara, the Earth is a beautiful world, vastly more beautiful than some of its neighbors. I have always loved the Earth beyond all other creations, for I see within it a melody that has not yet escaped into the ethers. I see it crying as one bound. but it shall not be deprived its celestial song much longer. The Council of Nine, a high-level circle of great beings whose role is to maintain the energy balances within the universe, may we explain to you that your planet Earth is the most beautiful that exists in the universe. It has a physical variety that no other planet has. It has a varied climate that no other planet has. In all the universe there is no planet in existence that has the physical characteristics of planet Earth. It is the rarest of beauties, and it does attract souls which, once they have come, would like to come back again. It is of a different nature from any other planet. It has aspects of all planets. It is like a composite of the universe, with all the positive and all the negative aspects, and all in between, and this is what attracts souls. It is with it a gravitational pull that is different from other planets, and because of this a soul begins to feel, for the first time, a physicalness. Souls become adapted to their physical bodies, and they forget the freedom and pleasures they have without it. The planet is a dense planet, and it in turn then gives a different feeling to the body, but it is actually experienced within the soul of the individual. It feels pain, it feels pleasure, it feels sorrow, it feels happiness. The physical body has different feelings than in all the other planets and in all the other souls that exist. In other systems, other galaxies, there are other physical beings that do not have the density of this planet. Here the soul begins to feel in a different way than it had before, and it has the feel of desire. It is pleasure and pain. Yet this has become very important for the evolutionary growth of the planet, because it was originally the planet of balance. The Earth was created to be a paradise. When souls achieve harmony, it will become a paradise again. But when we say a paradise, we speak of a paradise of creativity, one that brings knowledge, one that brings joy and love, a paradise in which people may heal themselves or may even experience pain, if they wish. It is not a paradise where all challenge, all growth, or all pain will be removed. It will be a paradise where people, through their own experience, may evolve their own understanding of their connection with the universe, accept their own responsibility for themselves, for their fellows, for planet Earth, and therefore for the universe, and may bring all of that, including themselves, into perfection. This your planet is a planet of balance, for you to learn to balance between the physical and spiritual worlds. Planet Earth is the only one of its kind, the only planet of total free choice, free will in the entire universe, the only planet created for the balancing of the spiritual with the physical, in other words, the creating of paradise. Humanity has created corruption within, which came about because people became more involved in physicalness than in attempting to balance and understand. But now your planet Earth is at a point where it may move out of balance quicker than at any other point. This is time for humanity to begin to understand this, to live on this planet of great beauty with a true balance of spiritual and physical, and to live in unity with the Creator. Your purpose is to live in true balance, in manifestation of love, in connection with the Creator, in that which was created. It is a time of awakening. It is a time to understand that within the self, people hold the key for bringing planet Earth to its fulfillment, and that free will is never interfered with, and the destruction of planet Earth is not necessary. This must be understood clearly, for the free will of humankind can bring fulfillment to planet Earth. Planet Earth is on the threshold of transformation. It is on the threshold of releasing souls and beings from bondage, so they may continue to elevate and purify planet Earth so the universe may continue its path. When the souls on Earth have finally recognized their reality and understood, they can then be released, and they can provide teachings and understandings for others in other galaxies and solar systems in the universe. It is a glorious time right now to live on your planet Earth in physical form. The Council of Nine, channeled by Tom, the only planet of choice, compiled by Phyllis Vischel Emma and Peldon Jenkins, published 1993 by Gateway Books, Wellow, Bath, Britain. ISBN 1-85860-049. Chapter 5, The Higher Plan. The planetary being known as Gaia, Mother Earth, having reached a certain point of major change in her development, now awaits her initiation to the fifth dimensional plane. She is held back only by the slowness of her surface humanity to raise its own vibration rates and consciousness and thereby undertake a joint ascension. The resolution of conflict between the various members of humanity is still a matter in progress. The ascended master, Kutumi, a member of Earth's spiritual hierarchy, to understand why Earth is in its present turmoil, we must flash back in time to the great civilization of Atlantis. Oh yes, Atlantis really existed. Not as a figment of science fiction, but as a tangible civilization in Earth's past history. Man's purpose in experiencing life anywhere in the universe is to grow in evolutionary experience and to master each phase in his eternal life. And how do we master the third dimensional environment of Earth? First, by getting to truly know ourselves, who we are, what we are, why we are here. Second, by learning to control all aspects of this environment. Third, by understanding Earth and its relationship to what lies beyond the third dimensional environment. In Atlantis, man had advanced to a remarkable degree of control and understanding of this third dimensional environment, and was at a point where he could have led Earth and its inhabitants into the fourth dimensional experience of physical spiritual growth. Instead, some who possessed advanced knowledge began to abuse and pervert this knowledge by enslaving other men, and by misusing their spiritual powers in various other ways. When this abuse of spiritual power became too widespread, it set into motion certain karmic forces which resulted in the eventual disintegration and destruction of the civilization. This destruction did not occur in one giant cataclysm, as may be commonly supposed. Rather, it occurred as a process of decline that lasted over thousands of years. During this period of degeneration, the continent of Atlantis gradually broke apart and yielded its major portions to the Atlantic Ocean. Over a period of time, the inhabitants of this once great civilization migrated to various parts of Earth, taking with them the remembered skills and technologies, resulting in the archaeological wonders that fascinate us today. Modern archaeology is for the most part at a loss to explain such evidences as still exist in Central and South America, in England and Egypt and elsewhere around Earth. Eventually the memory of the glorious civilization that once existed faded entirely, except in the awareness of the adepts who possessed the Arcanum, and in the subconscious minds of former Atlanteans. What has all of this to do with the unfolding divine plan? Just this: Atlantis was not the only great civilization that has evolved on Earth. There have been others lost to antiquity, such as Lemuria. Each time that mankind has advanced to the level of a Lemuria or an Atlantis, it has had within its reach the opportunity to raise Earth's level of consciousness to fourth dimensional awareness, and it has failed. Each failure was due to the misuse of spiritual powers. In the past, this could be condemned because there was still another chance. Now, however, we have reached a point in Earth's history and in galactic evolution where the transition into fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness must be made. Man is now being made aware of certain galactic facts of universal, immortal life. As you know, our solar system is a part of the Milky Way galaxy. Our solar system revolves around the great central sun of the Milky Way galaxy in an orbit that takes 206 million years, as you calculate time. Let us refer to this revolution of our solar system around the galaxy as the Great Cycle Orbit. Our solar system was created over 4.5 billion years ago. This corresponds to 22 Great Cycle Orbits of our solar system around the Great Central Sun of the galaxy. In the Will of Divine Mind, as communicated to the spiritual hierarchy of our solar system, this completes the time cycle in which our entire solar system is to remain in its present state of evolution. As the Aquarian Age dawns, we begin to move into a new orbit around the Great Central Sun, and to move into a new vibration where no expression below the fifth dimension can continue to exist on Earth. Man first began to experience life in our solar system 206 million years ago, at the beginning of the present Great Cycle Orbit. The divine plan is for all human life within our solar system to achieve at least the awareness of cosmic consciousness by the end of this orbit, which is reaching its conclusion now with the end of the Piscean Age. This means that man of Earth must immediately become aware of what cosmic consciousness is and take the necessary steps to raise his individual level of consciousness to that state of awareness. Failure to do so will result in temporary self-destruction. Man of Earth, in his present state, simply cannot tolerate the new incoming vibration. Within this great cycle orbit, there have been a number of lesser cycles. When the Atlantean civilization failed to reach its development potential, this left only the 26,000-year cycle of the zodiac to complete the plan. As the present Piscean age draws to a close, this 26,000-year cycle, concurrently with the great cycle orbit, comes to an end. At this moment, planet Earth is the only planet in our solar system where man has not yet reached the cosmic level of awareness. This level of consciousness must now be rapidly attained in order to fulfill the divine plan. The ascended master Kuthumi, channeled by Joseph Whitfield in The Treasure of El Dorado, published 1977 by Treasure Publications, Roanoke, Virginia, USA. ISBN 0912119020. Kuthumi is Earth Jahan, director of the second ray of the seven rays of service. The second ray is the yellow ray of intellect and science, concerned with mind and intelligence in the intellectual understanding of divine laws. His previous Earth incarnations were as Aristotle, John the Beloved, Lao Tzu, China, 6th century BC, Theodosius, Emperor of Rome, 4th century AD, St. Columba, known as the Apostle of Caledonia, who helped to convert Scotland to Christianity, 5th century AD, St. Francis of Assisi, Italy, 12th-13th century AD, founder of the Franciscan Order, and Leonardo da Vinci, Italian painter, sculptor, architect, engineer and scientist, 15th-16th century AD, more former Earth change prophesies. Although most of these were made well over 20 years ago and at the time represented only a future potential, we continue to include them as some may yet become a future reality. The Master Sanat Kumara, our entire solar system is now coming into the great initiation. The Earth shall be surrounded by a golden corona. It is stepping into a higher rate of vibration. You are going from a third density, through the fourth to a fifth density world. This must necessarily take place as you pass through the heart of the great cosmic cloud, photon belt. And then shall the prophecies, as recorded by Joel and many of the others, come true, when the sun shall turn blood red and the moon shall be red as the ruby, and the day shall be gone and it shall be dark upon the earth for a period of 2 weeks. There shall be much confusion. And the oxygen will be reduced upon the earth for a short period, followed by periods of great moisture, baking heat in parched areas alternating with great moisture. Almost everything upon the face of the earth will be destroyed. We are now on the border of this great initiation. We are heading closer and closer to its center and fulfillment. That is why Christ returns to the earth, because always the great master of a solar system incarnates and gives aid to the planet which is lowest in progression in that system. Yes, those who say catastrophe comes are true, they speak with truth, but the earth will not end. It shall become new, as it is written. It does not say the world will end. It says there shall be a new heaven and a new earth, not a new earth through the destruction of the old, but a new earth, the old made new. The Master Sanat Kumara, channeled by Brother Philip in Secret of the Andes, Leaves of Grass Press, Novato, California. The incarnation of the Master Sananda as Jesus of Palestine marked a 2,000-year lead-up to the biblical final day of judgment and the second coming of the Christ. Jesus Sananda presently holds office for the earth planes as world teacher. Here is part of his second coming announcement, channeled by Nadi Yolanda on August 17, 1966. Nada during her life channeled the spiritual hierarchy as the founder of the Mark Age Center, now situated at Elk Valley, northeastern Tennessee. I speak in the name of Jesus, Lord of this world and of all which concerns this earth sphere. I am he who is known as the Christ, and through this channel announce my coming unto earth once more. It is my intention that all who know and believe in this shall see and shall welcome it in the flesh. I have not come again before this present time, for man was not ready to receive his Lord. Our Lord and Master of this universe, known as Lord Michael, Christ Michael, Sovereign of our local universe of Nubudn, and he who is my Master Teacher, Lord Maitreya, a conversant with and in command over all universal laws and material laws physical to those particular dimensions. You have been alerted to these days and these times in the last 2,000 years, since the resurrection of my body and my personality. In that time and in that consequence I never have ceased to work continuously in the efforts to bring forth this second coming announcement. In the days ahead we prepare all for it, one here and another there, many, crying out the word and the announcement. I now enact the role given unto me throughout the ages, to be your way-shower, to be your prince, to be the lord of the world and all that involves the earth planet. Channeled by Nada Yolanda in Map to Aquarius, Mark Age Period and Program, Mark Age, Incorporated, P.O. Box 10, Pioneer, Tennessee 37847, USA, Planet Earth is destined, following the ascension event of the 21st of December 2012, also the start of Aquarian New Age, to commence its initial step up in vibration levels to the fourth dimension. At that time, the great spiritual being ensouling our planet, Gaia, will ascend up to the fifth dimension, along with many other Earth's inhabitants that are ready to ascend up to this higher dimension. However, the vast majority of Earth humans will need to experience a further 3,600 years at least on the fourth dimension, which they will do on a totally cleansed and reformulated 4D Earth. The existent fourth dimension Earth, which we know as the Heavenly Realms or the Summerlands, a beautiful world of peace, love and enhanced 4D surroundings which we go up to after our 3D death experience, will be itself moving up at ascension time to the fifth dimension. Likewise, the existent fifth dimension Earth will similarly be stepping up to the sixth dimension, and the existing sixth dimensional Earth up to the seventh dimension. Following the ascension event 9 months later, 21st of September 2013. Our present 3D world will finally commence its cleansing, Earth changes, which could take the Galactic Federation teams and Earth Lightworker volunteers up to 4 years. During this period, most of humanity, other than the Lightworkers taken up to the motherships, will go into stasis, a form of suspended animation, from which they will wake up within the same apparent calendar period from an experience of no time, to a thoroughly cleansed and refreshed beautiful fourth dimensional new Earth. On the then fourth dimension they shall once again regain a full spiritual consciousness, and be able to communicate with our neighboring planets and other higher spiritual worlds. As the Master Ramala outlined in the early 1990s, the great beings who govern matter through their knowledge of infinite law are trying to quicken the vibration of the Earth, to bring into operation a quicker and a higher frequency. In so doing there is what appears to man to be confusion and disruption, for he is held between the sluggishness of his own body, caused by his past behavior, and the attempt by the lords of the planet to bring him into a higher frequency of consciousness. These great beings are intervening so that man shall not be destroyed, for within his body there is the great atomic structure of the cosmos, and in his sluggishness, when that moment arrives, and it will, when the Earth uprights on its axis, if this outer quickening had not been put into motion, then the atomic structure of which man is built would explode, because the force of the uprighting will bring into operation a great atomic expansion of the planet. I will not go into the molecular structure and describe the behavior of the atoms at that moment of change, but due to changes in pressure there will be a great transformation of the Earth's structure. There could be great devastation all over the Earth. It has, of course, happened before. You may read in the literature of ancient man, and in the Bible, of similar occurrences. The cataclysm, which you would call a catastrophe, is really not a catastrophe, it is a step forward in the evolution of the Earth. Remember, that to die is not a finality, and that those who do die in the cataclysm to come will experience an increase in their consciousness. For in that moment of death they will learn. To you, perhaps, the concept of Armageddon is frightening. It signifies the release of energies beyond the control of humanity, but if humanity did but know it, it rarely controls its own environment. Because of its great intellectual progress, humanity has been led into believing that it is the master of its fate, that it is the master of the physical world, that humanity alone decides the path on which it walks. But those of you who are aware of the God in all things, who recognize that the divine plan alone manifests on this earth, know in your heart that the cycle which is now beginning was planned eons of time ago.